Solo, Taken, and Confused. What's up, everybody? This is J-Rock coming out of Lincoln, Delaware with episode number 18. I had to research that of Solo, Taken, and Confused. Yes, it's been a hot minute, more than a hot minute. It's been weeks. The whole month of May slipped by and no podcast from J-Rock. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. I'm happy, doing well. Just some big changes going on in my life. I've rescheduled myself. I've got a really, really busy time of the year going on at work. So when I get home, I'm really a big pile of mental goo. And I'm in no place to sit and talk to anybody and try to profess any kind of knowledge to them about anything, because I'm pretty much brain dead 6 or 7 days of the week in the evenings this time of the year. But everything is good. As many of you know that listened back in April and May, a good friend of mine, G Money, he passed away, and it made me reflect on my own health and my own mortality a lot more than I ever have. I've had a lot of family members pass away the past handful of years, and it never really struck me as poignantly as my buddy's passing did about my own health and just how I need to start taking better care of myself. So it was about 10 weeks ago that I started weaning myself off cigarettes. I'd been smoking since age 16, roughly. So I just turned 43 in late April. So that's 27 years. And I've been smoke-free for 10 months. And I've been going to the gym 5 days a week. And keeping really busy with that, trying to get into better shape. And I must say myself, I'm probably looking better than I ever have in the entire 43-year existence of me. So that's part of the reason why I haven't been around. I've just been focusing on other things, being myself a little bit more and trying to get healthier. I'm not going into any kind of like a fitness freak type level stuff, eating tofu or going vegetarian or anything crazy like that. I'm still eating the same, but you know, I'm jogging a little over a mile almost every day, and then hitting the weights pretty moderately for about a half an hour right thereafter. So, you know, I'm getting a little beefcake, you know. So, feeling good about myself. I hope everybody's been doing well. And today, we're going to get into a little chat just about changes. I've gone through a lot of big changes the past 10, 12 weeks. And I've been doing it for myself. And I find that's the healthiest way to go about change. And you don't have somebody hounding you that you got to quit this or you need to do that. Because that's really unhealthy when you have someone that is pestering you or hounding you that, you know, you're not living your life the way that maybe they think you should be. And that's just extra stresses that none of us in this world need from anyone, whether it be a romantic partner, a spouse, friends, family. You know, I have the attitude of kind of live and let live, man. Live your life the way you want to live. As long as you're not stepping on my toes, we're all cool. We're all kosher. Everybody should get along. Just don't step on my toes. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I woke up and I didn't really like the taste of cigarettes anymore. I used to smoke Drawn Black Cloves because I didn't even like the taste of regular cigarettes. I thought they tasted pretty nasty. But I was tired of it. And I started having the quantities that I was smoking per week, you know, and just kind of did it like that. I tried cold turkey years ago, and it worked for about 10 months. And then I went to a closing for the house that I purchased back in 2015. And between that and work was getting kind of, you know, close to the busy time of the year, because I closed in late April. It was my, actually 2 days after my birthday in April in 2015. Greatest birthday present ever. I bought myself a house. But very, very stressful. Anybody that's purchased a house or property knows that I think they make it a little bit more complicated than it should be. And I've actually just went through a refinance. I'm going to try to do some home improvements around here and make my house a little bit more sturdy and for the years to come, because I got at least 9 more years here left in Delaware before I can retire and then maybe choose my own adventure, like those old books back in the 80s. You know, you kind of flip through the chapters and they say turn to page 68 if you want to go right, turn to page 73 if you want to go left, you know. So that'll be the point of my life where I'm at then. But hey, we're still trying to better ourselves every day, getting into a healthier shape, not stressing myself out, trying to spread myself too thin between this podcast and work. And in fact, yesterday I just finished up another acrylic painting I hadn't painted in a long time. About 4 months ago, I started a painting for my dad in Louisiana, which he didn't know anything about at the time. And I just couldn't get it to where I wanted it. So I let it be for a little bit and let it simmer and didn't pressure myself. And yesterday I just sat down for a little while and finished it. And I'm pleased with how it came out. I wasn't rushing. So to me, that's really important, is to have drive and ambitions, but you don't want to like be overbearing to yourself. And it's really easy to do that. Mostly if you've had a lot of people in your life telling you that you had to live a certain way for a long time, that can kind of make you second guess yourself. And that's where I was for a very, very long time until a couple years ago when I started this kind of journey of self-reflection and living my life the way I finally thought it be fit for me to live. And you know what? Ever since I've taken the helm at the ship of my life, things are going a whole lot smoother. Even the days to where the storms come and the seas are a-brewing, it's still pretty smooth sailing for the most part. You know, no shipwrecks or anything like that. And you can't complain. That's a good life. So quiz time. How many of you in the past have had a family member or friend, maybe a romantic interest, your partner, your spouse tell you, hey, why don't you change this about yourself? I don't really like your hair this color. I don't like how you have your hair cut. You need to wear these clothes instead. You do look really great in these clothes. That job that you're at, you know, you really like it, but you can do a whole lot better than where you're working at. I'd be willing to bet almost 100% of us have had somebody in our past, maybe present, and hopefully not the future, tell us we need to live our lives differently than what we do. Whether it be your habits. Me, I quit smoking on my own accord. I would never have quit smoking if somebody told me, well, I'm not going to date you if you're a smoker. Well, you know what? When I was smoking cigarettes, I enjoyed smoking. That was part of my life. And if you didn't like it, well, I'm not the person for you. And I've actually had people, you know, be turned off because I was a smoker. And you know what? If they came along today and they were attracted to me now that I don't smoke, sorry, Charlie, you had your chance. I was still the same person back then. The only difference between then and now is I'm not smoking cigarettes and maybe I smell a little bit better than I used to. I don't know. But I do know my nose works a lot better. Oh my God, I can get behind cars on the highway and I know who's got some ring gap in their cylinders and they're burning a little bit of oil in their cars. I can smell that stuff now. But I'm still the same dude. I've just replaced some of the habits in my life that were bad with habits that are a little bit more positive and hopefully will bring a positive change to my life. But I did that for me. I didn't do that for anybody else. And that's the kicker, is you gotta be with somebody that loves you for you, with all your flaws, all your habits, whatever they may be. Hopefully they're not, you know, life-endangering habits. You know, I hope you're not smoking meth or crack or whatever the drug of the year is. But to me, if I was seeing somebody and they said, you know what you really need to do is stop this or start doing this, that's a huge red flag. And that they're wanting to change who you are First of all, if you were honest when you met them and forthcoming and, you know, let them know, hey, I smoke cigarettes, or hey, maybe I have a few drinks after work or something like that. If they keep seeing you, then that's on them. That's not on you. They should accept that and not months down the road try to change that fact. Maybe they decided to be a little bit healthier themselves, but you got to do it for you. If whatever lifestyle change that you want to make, you shouldn't be pressured by anybody. Life puts enough pressure on us just on a daily of having to perform at work. And, you know, some people, not myself, but I know some people are hung up on their social media presence and their image. So some people have those kind of pressures that they're bestowing upon themselves to upkeep whatever they are on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or what have you. Me, I kind of keep low key for the most part. I might post some pictures of my food or my art. Maybe I'll get on a soapbox once in a while and preach about relationship stuff, or maybe some of my political views every once in a while. I try not to get too political. And that's another thing. Why are people so incessantly obsessed with whatever political party that you may have a propensity to lean towards? That does not define you as a person. It being a Republican doesn't make you racist. Being a liberal doesn't make you open-minded. You can like policies of both sides or not like a certain candidate. I see so much on social media and even dating websites of, oh, I won't like you if you're conservative. Well, keep on trucking, mama, because some views that I have are pretty darn conservative compared to other people's views. Some things I'm lenient and liberal on. It's just me. It was makes me me. But just because I have some conservative views doesn't mean I'm a racist, doesn't mean I'm a bigot, and whatever you might have this preconceived notion of, I'm me. Talk to me. You want to know what makes me tick? Talk to me. Ask me questions. We'll have a discussion. And in discussion, you can learn things from people. And that's the thing. People, a lot of times, don't want to have discussions. They have this opinion and what they feel as fact, and they go with that. And anything that bucks their opinions, it's false, it's wrong. And we need to get away from that as a society. We need to start learning from each other again, communicating openly with each other. And that's where open-mindedness and compromise comes. And that's where you start learning about people and ultimately getting along. And I really think with this whole people wanting to change their partner to be a certain archetype or fits a certain mold, or maybe even keep that that image in social media of being popular or what the mainstream media finds as attractive. It's a bunch of crap, man. It's a bunch of crap. Because if you're not being you, if you're changing for somebody else, you're not being authentic to yourself. And that stuff is going to shine through. Ultimately, you're not going to grow with somebody and change with somebody because you have honestly the same goals, the same aspirations. And you don't have to like the same things to get along with somebody. Where, you know, you don't have to find a clone of yourself to be able to have a relationship with somebody. Being closed-minded, to me, closed-minded people want somebody exactly like them because they don't know how to deal with anybody that's a little bit different. So let me deal with somebody that's exactly like me and we'll get along. Well, that really, really narrows down the pool of potential partners. Boy, say that five times fast. Pool of potential partners. Pool of potential partners. Pool of potential partners. Pool of potential partners. Yeah. So be truly open-minded. Put all those labels aside. Be yourself and just learn how to enjoy people's company again. Keep things simple. You shouldn't have to change anything about the people you're around, whether it be family, friends, maybe a potential partner. If you're wanting to change people, then you're not hanging around the right people for you. Maybe you need to look at yourself if you're trying to change people. Maybe you're the one that needs to change. Maybe you should do it for yourself. Have an open mind. Do some self-reflection and think, well, you know, a lot of people have dropped out of my life. I haven't cut them out of my life, but they've dropped out of my life. Well, maybe the common denominator is you. Maybe you're overbearing and people get tired of having to dance for you. Maybe people want to be themselves and not want to be clones of their friends. They want to have their own thoughts. Maybe. So in closing, folks, be yourself. Don't let social media define who you should be. Don't let anybody define what success is. Define success yourself. Stop looking at these outside sources, all these Hollywood celebrities, and they're successful, or equate somebody with money as being intelligent. Those don't necessarily go hand in hand. You need to evaluate yourself, figure out what success is to you. How do you get there? If you're not there in this point in your life, what do you do to get there? How can you improve yourself? What do you need to change about yourself? So folks, that's about all I got for today. So in the meantime, take care, and I'll see you later.